he was there for 50 years because he made the recording just as he was about to leave RADA, the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts in Bloomsbury, where he trained as an actor. And so the recording was made in the 1950s, and it was on until the end of October last year, 2012. And it's a station which I use quite often because I go a lot to the South Bank, to the theatre and to concerts. And much to my amazement, in November, it wasn't Oswald's voice, because since he died...
When did he die, Margaret?
He died in July 2007.
And what you would... For comfort, you would have heard his voice after his death at this station.
That's exactly what happened, because I used to sit or stand and wait for the next train so that I could hear him again, because the announcement came on as the train came into the station, and then it was again as the doors opened. If you were lucky, you got four goes of Mind the Gap.
And that was your late husband?
And that was my late husband.
Would you have gone specifically to the station just to hear his voice?
If I had an option of two journeys, I would always choose the one which involved changing at embankment so that I could listen to his voice.
And you would have...
And unless I was in a great hurry, I would wait for the next train.
So you would deliberately miss a train to hear him again?
Yes.
That's so sweet, Margaret.
Well, I did that, and I couldn't believe it. I was horrified. I thought it was a one-off, that maybe there was something wrong with their tape recording or something. I didn't know what to think. And then I was there a few days later, and it was, again, not Oswald, and that's when I started to make inquiries.
So you'd gone from this, I guess, place of sanctuary, if you like. I don't want to overplay this, but you were able to hear your late husband's voice.
Yeah.
And you'd gone from that to all of a sudden there's a different voice, your husband.
There was a different voice, and I really was upset about it, and so I decided to contact TfL. I'm not very good with computers and technology, but I did manage to send them a message through their website, and I also managed to bring up and speak to somebody, because I'm much more a people person, having spent 39 years in the NHS dealing with people. I'm much more used to talking to people than computers. And I have to say that they were very interested and very nice and very supportive. They often get a bad press, but after about 2 weeks, a very nice lady rang me, and then they sent me an email with the recording, which I did manage to listen to on the computer. And they also made me a CD, which they posted, and that arrived just before Christmas. It was the best Christmas present I've had since he died.
Aha. That's really nice of TfL to have done that for you. Transport for London.
It was very nice, TfL. And then after New Year, after the holidays were over, one of the journalists from their monthly magazine called me and said, we're going to do an article in the February magazine. And we had a little chat. And could I send them some photos? Could I email them? I said, well, I can photocopy them and post them, because I don't know how to email. And they did a very nice article, and they are trying to get him back on at Embankment. And they said, hopefully, on other stations too, because actually you can't hear the present announcement when the train comes in.
So if he's back on, if that does happen, if TfL, Transport for London, puts him back on Embankment, you'll be able to go back there and miss more trains again, Margaret.
I will absolutely be able to do that, which I can do, especially now since I retired.
Transport for London have said, their director, Nigel Holness, has said, we were very touched by Margaret's story. Our staff tracked down the recording. Not only were we able to get a copy of the announcement on CD for Margaret to keep, but we're also working to restore the announcement at Embankment Station.
That's
so they're working to do it.
That's what I've been told, and I do hope they succeed, because, it will make me very happy. And actually, the lady guard who was on the station when I heard the wrong announcement for the second time, she said, well, we don't like this new announcement. We can't hear it. Nobody understands it. I think lots of people would be happy to have that old original announcement, very precise, very clear, just minimalist instructions, no great kind of essay, mind the gap between the platform and the train, but just mind the gap. And that's what I'm hoping will happen.
It's been lovely talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for your interest. And I hope that all this publicity, which has completely surprised me, I hope that it will spur greater efforts on the technology and get Oswald back.
Margaret, there's a lot of publicity because it's a lovely story. And to be fair to Transport for London, I'm sure they're used to bad stories and journalists contacting them about things they haven't done. But in this instance, they're doing something for you and they're doing something positive for you.
They're doing something that isn't just for me and for Oswald's memory, but lots of people seem to have taken an interest and lots of people seem to want it to happen. And they've been very, very nice and very helpful and they've been lovely.
Margaret, we'll leave it there. But thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Thank you.